if anybody has seen the new brand campaign that Wellington has just launched, You Would in Wellington, and you can give some thought to what you might do, you would do in Wellington. But we talk about Wellington as a place of change, why we are what we are in Wellington, weather changes, policies change, the city changes, our people are forces for change here. And I think that really ties in nicely with the theme that TIA have developed for trends this year.
Well, kia ora and welcome back, listeners, to another episode of the Tourism Chat Show. I'm Michelle, the host of the show, and as you heard in the intro, we are doing another Trends Unpacked episode. And this week, we're really excited because we're heading to Wellington. We're going to our host city to talk to Joe Heaton about them hosting trends in their city for the first time ever. Now, listeners, I did try and get a few secrets out of Jo, but unfortunately she wasn't that forthcoming. So you just kind of have to hang out until we get to Wellington to wait for some of those special treats that are going to happen for us. But she certainly packed this episode full of tips to get the most out of your experience in Wellington. And, you know, as a result, I got a bit of a head start on you. I've gone ahead and already organised my tour of Parliament, which I'm very excited about. I've never done that before. So I've booked that in. And did you know they're free? So yeah, jump online. And if you haven't got yourself locked into some activities around the Trends program, well, now is the time to do that. And also don't forget about those great restaurants if you're planning on going out to eat one night. So yeah, as I said, listen in. Joe's got some great tips. We're really excited about going to Wellington for the first time. This is a great episode. Hope you'll enjoy it. It is for buyers and suppliers, so you can all stay tuned in and listening to this Trends Unpacked episode. And we're going to be back. We've got two more Trends episodes left in our series. So we're going to be doing an episode specifically talking about the US market and what makes that different and how you should go about really nailing those appointments while you're at Trends. We've got Hayden from Tourism New Zealand joining us. And then we're going right to the top. Rebecca Ingram, CEO of Tourism Industry Aotearoa, is going to be joining us for her take on what she's looking forward to, because obviously it's her hometown as well. So very excited for those episodes coming up. Make sure you've subscribed to our channel. Turn your notifications on so you never ever miss an episode. And hey, enjoy the rest of this episode and we'll see you all next week. Kia kite. Okay, today I'm really excited. We're heading to Wellington, and yes, we are heading to Wellington for the first time for Trends this year. And I have Jo Heaton from Wellington NZ joining me. Kia ora, Jo.
Kia ora, and thanks so much for having me on. We're so excited.
I was going to say, how excited are you? Because we're only a few weeks out now, so.
We are really counting down now. It's very focusing.
Absolutely. And how are the stress levels in the team? I'm sure you're all pulling very long hours to get organised for the influx of industry arriving.
Look, it's not too bad. We've got a really dedicated team on it and it's all coming together really, really well. But it does take a village to deliver Trends, is what we've discovered, and we're really grateful for the support that all of the Wellington tourism whanaus helping out make Trends a success here.
Brilliant. Yes, and we'll get a little bit into the program in a little bit, because I've been excited chatting to some of the buyers about what they're up to when they're in Wellington. But let's go back a little bit. And what led to the decision to hold Trends in Wellington for the first time? Like, how did that come about and how do you think that's going to benefit the city?
Yeah, great question. And the real game changer for Wellington was the completion of Tākina, which is Wellington's exhibition and convention centre. Mm-hmm. And until that opened in May last year, and some folks online might have attended meetings there last year, Wellington just didn't have a flat floor venue of scale that could host Trends. Trends is a big event, and Tākina is a beautiful addition to Wellington. It's a stunning piece of architecture, and now that we have a worthy venue, it's time to bring on Trends. And as I said earlier, it does take a village to deliver Trends, so it couldn't be happening here without the support of Tākina Events, of those Wellington hotels, and our Team Wellington partners as well have been strong advocates for getting Trends to Wellington for the first time. So Wellington Airport, Inter Islander, and Te Papa, Weta are right behind us helping to deliver the event here. It just wouldn't be happening here without them. But it also goes, I think, to the collaboration that you get in Wellington. It's lots of collaboration right across all the various sectors, and the tourism whānau wanted to see Trends in Wellington, and they're now really, really involved in helping us deliver a really successful first time Trends 2024 in Wellington.
Yeah, brilliant. And it has been a long time coming. And I'm guessing that those operators must have sent out a huge cheer of excitement and applause when it was announced that it was coming to Wellington, because being the capital city and not having hosted Trends, it seemed like a bit of an oversight. But I guess if you didn't have the venue, you didn't have the venue. So yeah, very
well,
exciting.
We're going to over deliver on the venue this year. It, I cycled past it on Sunday morning and it just looked beautiful. It really is a building of significance now for Wellington.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I haven't been down there to see it yet, so I am very excited. But tell us a little bit about the convention centre, because we obviously experienced a brand new convention centre in Christchurch last year as well. So really exciting that 2 years in a row we're in two brand new venues. But tell us a little bit about Tākina and what we can expect inside and maybe outside as well.
That's a really good point. Those new convention centres coming online for New Zealand's really adding opportunity. So with Tākina, the word itself in Te Reo means to invoke, to bring forth, and to connect. Mm-hmm. And that seems to me like the perfect place for Trends to happen. So for those of you who haven't been to Wellington and seen Tākina yet, it's directly opposite to Papa. And it does now give Wellington a dedicated convention venue. And it's been really successful in bringing multi-day domestic and international conventions. And of course, you get all those good economic impact that business events provides. Mm-hmm. And also then by having that dedicated conference or convention venue, then frees up space for more gigs and concerts and musical theatre and other Wellington venues like the Michael Fowler Centre and the St. James. But as I said earlier, even at 10,000 square metres of convention space, Trends is going to fill it up, but it is an appropriately sized Wellington venue. And I think that's one of the things that you'll see with all those convention centres across New Zealand, that they work in for the size of the city. And so it's perfectly sized for Wellington. And what you'll see with Trends is, I think for the first time, Trends delivered across two floors. Mm-hmm. So Tākina ground floor has exhibition space, and a lot of people don't realize that about the building. Right. Unfortunately, Marvel is just about to leave town, and Doctor Who will pack in from June. So we'll have to be our superheroes for Trends. But Tākina is providing multiple reasons for people to visit Wellington, and all the good associated economic impact of that visit. Tākina was built as a green building. It was the first convention centre to be awarded 5 Green Star design certification. And you probably won't see those sustainability measures while you're there, but the rainwater harvesting, the special thermal insulation, and the fascinating real-time monitoring of the building give us a head start in delivering a really sustainable Trends as well. Something a little bit different, because Wellington is a super compact city. No car parking at Tākina either. Pack those trade show flat shoes and come prepared to walk. You can even pop out for a quick waterfront walk on a break, if you have a break, if your Trend schedule allows, because you're 20 metres off the waterfront of Wellington. So that's really cool. And we tip If you skip breakfast on the way because you've slept in, Zephyr is the ground floor cafe at Tākina, and I'm a really big fan of their feather light cheese scones.
Oh, yum. Okay, now you're making me hungry. That sounds very good. You now that you've put that plug out on here, you might want to let them know to bake a few extras because I'm sure that cheese scones are pretty popular with our listeners and they'll all be coming in of a
If
morning to grab
there's a
one. So
cheese scone disaster, I can refer you to the ginger slice as well.
Right. Perfect. Great to know there's a backup. That all sounds wonderful, Joe. And yeah, it's as you say, being in a compact city and being able to walk everywhere. That's always one of the things that I've really enjoyed about Wellington anyway, is being able to do that. And it just brings that sort of slightly different dimension to a trade show where, you know, we do tend to network a lot and we have a few late nights. So that morning brisk walk to the trade show may actually be just the thing that we need to get us all going for a great day of business.
Couldn't agree more.
So, what can we expect from trends being held in Wellington compared to other years? What is the program looking like? What, I mean, I don't know if you can tell us any of the little surprises that you might be planning or some of the things that aren't a surprise that might be a little bit different.
Well, if I told you, there wouldn't be surprises, would they?
I try every year.
good attempt, though. Love it. Look, every location that Trends is held and brings its uniqueness, and Wellington will do the same. So I think the differences that you might see will be things because of Wellington's really compact footprint. Hopefully, not as much time on transfers and buses. Almost, all of those downtown hotels, it's going to be faster to walk than leap on a transfer bus. And as you said, bit of fresh air is sometimes quite refreshing after a night out at Trends. I think the other thing with Wellington, it does bring some uniqueness in that we are the capital city, and that might just give the wider industry a bigger opportunity to showcase tourism and its economic value to government. So I think using that capital status to influence important people might be a real difference with our government so close. And another little thing that we've done this year, and I don't think it's been done anywhere else. Someone will let me know if I'm wrong, I'm sure. But we've got Japanese and Mandarin Familiar Language tours for buyers as well. And that might not be something that people would expect from Wellington either, but we want to make sure that we can extend as much manaakitanga to our incoming buyers as possible. And we thought that would be a nice innovation to trial.
Yeah, brilliant. And is that something that's been popular, the uptake for those females?
It has been exceptionally popular. So that we've got a very big contingent from China and Asia at Trends this year. And that was a decision made a long time ago, but it looks like it's going to work out really
Yeah, it's
well for
paid off.
everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you have any indication? You mentioned there the proximity to Parliament. Do you have any indication that we may see more ministers wandering around? I mean, we always see a few, but do you think we'll get more because we are in Wellington? Or is that what we're hoping?
I love your attempt to for a probing question there. Look, I think that's definitely an opportunity, and I think as an industry, that's an opportunity. We would want to be taking every opportunity to showcase New Zealand's second largest export industry.
Exporter,
So
yeah.
I think TIA will be well across that.
Yes, brilliant. Oh, I might touch base with my local MP and make sure that she heads along, comes in to say
Excellent.
hi. That would be brilliant. So, in terms of the wider community in Wellington, obviously you've talked a little bit about how the tourism operators are getting involved, but how have you engaged with the rest of the city centre and the businesses there to let them know that, hey, we're going to have an influx of all these international buyers in town for a few days?
Look, it's something that we're just starting to do with things like the cabs and the restaurants and the hospitality sector. But Wellington's an urban destination. So we've had weekends recently of 100,000 people out for Cupa Dupa. We've had Homegrown on concerts, 7,000 cruise ship passengers on some of those weekends as well. So really those trends delegates are just going to be welcome additions to Wellington's overall vibrancy.
Mm.
We are a good proven host city for major events, and it feels like Trends is a major event.
Yeah.
One tip though, if you are coming, it's always a really good idea to pre-book your restaurants and your dinners, especially as Trends will be on that Thursday and Friday. So busy nights out and about in Wellington. So you never starve at Trends, but if you are looking for a sit-down dinner with knife and fork, you might want to pre-book something one of those nights.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm assuming though on Friday we've got the farewell, right?
You have.
So we won't
you
want
have,
to be booking
indeed.
Anything for that.
No, that's fine. That's just pack your party shoes.
Yeah, excellent. And where's that going? Is that in Tarkina as well? Or is
I'm not allowed. I'm not sure how much I'm allowed to share about that, Michelle. So I think it's generally pretty well known, but I'm going to be very unusually for me discreet about that, just in case I'm not allowed to say.
Okay, that's all right. We can follow up with
walking distance
episode.
Still.
Walking distance. Bring your shoes. I'm assuming a little bit of a party.
I think you'll see a bit of a Wellington-style vibe there. Ooh. That's, again, probably just not going to give away too much.
Yeah, no. I love looking forward to the farewells because I think every region puts such a unique touch on it, and it's so awesome to see how, I guess you turn the brief, I'm not sure what you get from TIA, into something that's uniquely all about Wellington that we can just relax and kind of chill out after a busy couple of days. So it's always a fun night. So
it is always a fun night.
And I'll find out some secrets at some point. And now you touched on the green star rating for Tarkina, but in terms of sustainability around the event, are there any thing, that's happening, any activities that are happening that could benefit either the local community? Or I know we've talked a little bit in the past around bringing your own keep cups, and what sort of things are you encouraging people to do, given that we are in this green building while they're in Wellington, to kind of make the most of that?
Look, it's a really great question. And I think if we think about what we're trying to do in terms of the visitors we want to attract to New Zealand and how we want them to travel through New Zealand, here's a real opportunity for the sellers to do what we want our visitors to do and tread as lightly as possible. So in terms of contributing really positively to the community and to the environment as a Trends host, it was Wellington that piloted that first tourism operator sustainability program back in the bad old days of COVID.
Yeah.
And we're just delivering something similar to that at the moment called low carb for the hospitality industry.
Okay.
So we're already making a lot of progress here with having a really sustainable visitor ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, lots of opportunity for delegates to do all the good things. We'd love you to stay on. Visit Zealandia if you've not been. That's, New Zealand's Tourism Award winner, Supreme Tourism Award winner last year. If you've not been, come and check that out, because it's all of the things that we talk about wanting a tourism product to be, involving community and sustainable and really showcasing New Zealand's environment. Mm. So keep cups, absolutely. Water bottles, absolutely. I know we all survive on coffee through Trends, but it'd be great if you could come packing your keep cup and just supporting local and doing all those good things. We're aiming to be a carbon neutral city by 2050, and every decision that we're making in terms of how we show up at Trends is about making a positive contribution. But so there'll be everything, again, not giving too much away, but from local schools to our arts community will be involved in Trends. Mm. So we're definitely going all out to touch those four well-beings and deliver on a really positive tourism event in the city.
Yeah, cool. And are there any specific goals or expectations that you've set for hosting Trends? What are you hoping comes out of this?
Yeah, that's been really fascinating as host city. Mm. There are additional opportunities that you get. And the first one that we identified with Trends was, once you've been to Wellington, you get it. And that's that whole picture worth a thousand words. Well, first-hand experience of a city is just does something similar. So the big goal for us from the outset was to get as many buyers out on Famila as possible, because One, that's how you get it. Once you've been to Wellington, you understand how the city works. You understand what you can do. You can understand how little it is and how easy it is to get around. So we're offering 49 FAMIL options across Wednesday and Saturday. That's a difference with the program, but the 2 business days, Thursday and Friday. So we've got FAMILs happening just before the welcome function on the Wednesday. And then the Saturday, we're getting those buyers a little bit further out into the regions. They're going out to the Wairarapa, out to Kapiti. And our operators have been incredibly supportive in that because they also can see the lights go on once somebody's been out and about. It's a beast to organise, but we knew from the outset that that would be really influential for us. And then once buyers return home, we really want to see more Wellington and more Wellington product presented to international travellers. And we'll structure our trade activity ongoing from here to be really relentless about achieving that. The other thing that's been a really nice upside of having Trends in Wellington is that we've managed to get more Wellington regional operators to attend the event as
Yeah, I
well.
was
And
wondering about that. Yeah.
that happens, I think, and there were more Christchurch operators last year and more Wellington ones for Trends this year. But new products from Wellington Zoo, who are first-time Trends attendee, several new tour operators, including Explore, Zozo, Capital Personalised Tours, East by West Ferry, that's our electric ferry service that goes across to Days Bay, also now offering harbour tours. We've got the Mana Whenua, or Ahi Kā, as we refer in Wellington, are represented by cultural walking tours and a waka harbour product. And Ngā Mānau from Kapiti will be attending for the first time, as will Star Safari coming across from the Wairarapa, because of course that's now a dark skies region as well. So big foodie, fine art tours exhibiting with Wellington for the first time as well. So
Awesome.
it'll be a stonkingly big
It
Wellington
will be.
contingent.
We won't miss you at all.
No, you won't.
Oh, that's great. No, I always love to see when we do go to those different regions to see new operators come to Trends because, again, like you said, it's getting buyers into Wellington so they understand Wellington. But from a trade perspective, it's getting operators to Trends to really understand what it means to work with trade and the opportunities that are presented to us through these big events that are held. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And Di Reed, our tourism trade manager, has been really supporting those new operators in and making sure that they'll make the most of their first time Trends experience as well.
Brilliant. And looking forward, do you see Wellington hosting Trends at some point in the future again?
I don't know. Made it through nearly a couple of decades with us, and this is the first time. So let us just get through the first one,
Oh, look, can't wait, Joe. It's really exciting. We've been looking forward to this for 12 months and it nearly is on our doorstep. So thank you to you and the team. I know there's an enormous amount of work. Well, actually, I don't know, but I can imagine there's an enormous amount of work that goes into pulling all of this together. And just the number of FAMILs that you're doing is a bit mind-boggling, even probably to the most experienced inbound operator. So thank
Yeah,
you.
there is. But we talk about Wellington. If anybody has seen the new brand campaign that Wellington has just launched, you would in Wellington. And you can give some thought to what you would do in Wellington. But we talk about Wellington as a place of change, why we are what we are in Wellington, weather changes, policies change, the city changes. Our people are forces for change here. And I think that really ties in nicely with the theme that TIA have developed for Trends this year. Zealand is a great example of that transformation that tourism can have on a place. And that transforming our city into a world leader in biodiversity and in city environments. And they've fundamentally changed people and attitudes. And that's kind of the open mindedness and the spirit that we'd like everybody to bring to Trends this year and get everybody, buyers and sellers alike, to live a local life while they're here. And I can't wait to hear what it is that our visitors would do in Wellington once they get here. So
Yes, I need to start thinking about that because I'm down there for the whole week. So I'm actually coming down on Monday. So I've got a few days to kill while I'm there. So I am now going to jump onto your website and have a look at what I would do while I'm there.
There you go.
I've already got a little list, but it might become a little bit longer now.
Always happy to add to your list.
Thank you.
So I've just got a couple of key tips for folks, if that's all right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All righty. So mentioned it before, but flat shoes, the best way to get around here, walk off all those trends, treats, and stay healthy is to walk. And almost all of those trends hotels are less than 15 minutes walk. So it's probably going to be the fastest way to go at commuter time.
Yeah.
And in keeping with trying to run a sustainable trends, we'd encourage delegates who are coming to take the Airport Express. It runs every 15 minutes from Wellington Airport. It's $10 one way. You can pay with credit card or FPOS, and it's almost guaranteed to be faster than an Uber because it uses the bus tunnel. So there's stops all along Courtenay Place, Willis Street, and the Golden Mile, and it ends up right outside Parliament buildings. So come and see us at Trends, and we'll give you a free voucher for use on Saturday if when you're heading home, if you want to do that.
Brilliant. Do you need to book that, or can you just turn up at the airport and jump on?
Leap on board every 15 minutes. You can't miss them. They've got lovely blue buses. Yes, and as I said earlier, we are a foodie city. I hope that's on your list. So if you are hosting or planning a nice dinner out, good idea to book that now. And we have got on the Trends app, as you get there, there'll be a list of tips and restaurants and hospitality venues that are offering Trends delegates a little bit something special during the event as well. So consult your app for that as well.
Yeah. Great. Good tips. Thank you. Sounds like you've got everything covered for us.
I hope so.
Now we won't talk about the weather, but I'm sure that's also on the list.
It is on the list. My influence is pretty minimal. I think what we know is it's trends and it's New Zealand and there will be
and
weather.
Yeah.
So just pack layers. That's how we roll in New Zealand, right? Pack layers.
Yeah, we always say that. It doesn't matter where it is. We're not picking on Wellington. It's wherever it is in May. We do need to come prepared because we've had beautiful weeks, but we've also had some pretty cold and snowy weeks as well down south.
Yeah, I was there that year too.
Yep. Excellent. Oh, look, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to let you get back to organising trends because we're going to be on your doorstep before you know it. But please say a big hi to the team. We can't wait to see you. And thanks for all the work that you're doing to pull trends together. And I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. If I can, just a last thank you to everybody in our Wellington Tourism family for their support of every kind and helping us deliver trends. To TIA for bringing trends to Wellington this year. And we can't wait to welcome you, Amanahiri, to Trends 24. We'll see you real soon.
Absolutely. Well said. Thank you. And ka kite.
Ka kite.